The next morning, Vibhishan came before Lord Ram with numerous maidservants, carrying paraphernalia for Ram's bath. However, Ram ordered, "My dear Vibhishan, summon all the monkeys headed by Sugriva. Let them enjoy this royal luxury. As long as I am separated from my brother Bharat, who is practicing severe austerities on my behalf, such opulence does not appeal to me. And so my only request is that you arrange for my speedy passage back to Ayodhya, because to travel there by foot would indeed be an arduous journey. My lord, if you will ride in the Pushpaka chariot, then you can reach Ayodhya this very day. However, I humbly request that yourself, Sita and Lakshman, remain here for some time along with the army of monkeys, so that I may royally entertain everyone before your departure." "Oh, Vibhishan, I certainly cannot refuse your hospitality. However, I am growing increasingly anxious to meet Bharat, Kaushalya, and my stepmothers. Therefore, I beg you to permit me to depart without delay." Vibhishan then went quickly and brought Ram the Pushpaka chariot. This wonderful chariot had originally belonged to Kubera before Ravana stole it from him. This chariot was constructed from gold by Vishvakarma, with seats made of gems. This wonderful spaceship could travel anywhere simply by following the mental indication of its driver. Thus, when Ram and Lakshman saw the chariot hovering before them, awaiting their command, they were quite astonished. But before departing, Ram requested Vibhishan to present gifts of gold and jewels to all the monkey soldiers. Ram then mounted the Pushpaka chariot along with Sita and Lakshman. Addressing the assembly, Ram said, "My dear monkey warriors, there is no way that I can repay you for your heroic fighting on my behalf. Your unflinching devotional service will always serve as an inspiration for future devotees. Thus, your glories will forever shine brightly. Now, please return to Kishkindhya and live there happily under the leadership of Sugriva. And Vibhishan, you should immediately accept responsibility for ruling over Lanka, since the citizens are now bereft of their king." But standing before Ram with folded hands, Sugriva and Vibhishan both pleaded, "O Lord, please allow us to accompany you to Ayodhya. After seeing the coronation ceremonies, then we shall return home." "Oh, nothing would please me more than to return to Ayodhya with all of my dear friends. Therefore, you and all the other monkey heroes can now board the Pushpaka chariot, and we will all embark immediately." Finally, after all were comfortably seated, the Pushpaka chariot rose majestically into the air. While all the monkeys and bears were enjoying the flight, Ram pointed out the sights to Sita. "Look there at the battlefield, where all the heroic Rakshasas lay dead, all killed for your sake, Sita. Look over there, that is where Ravana fell, and there is the spot where Kumbhakarna was slain, and over there is where Indrajit was defeated. And there is where Prahasta died. Over there is the bridge called Nala Setu, by which we cross the ocean to Lanka. And there, on the far shore, is the place called Setu Bandha, where the bridge construction began. Now, From this time onwards, Setu Bandha will be a most sacred place, capable of washing away all of one's accumulated sinful reactions. Then, as Ram pointed to Kishkindhya, Sita said, I would be pleased if I could return to Ayodhya in the company of the wives of all the monkey chiefs. Happy to grant Sita's request, the chariot halted as Ram instructed Sugriva and the other warriors to quickly bring their wives, and when everyone was seated, their journey continued. Ram next pointed out to Sita, there is Mount Rishyamukha, where I met Sugriva, and nearby you can see the heavenly lake Pampa, which abounds with blue lotus flowers. And there you can see the river Godavari, and on its banks the ashram of Agastya Rishi. O Sita, there is the spot where Ravana kidnapped you, and there is Chitrakuta, where Bharat came to meet me. Over there is the river Yamuna, and finally, over there is the capital of King Guha, which lies on the bank of the mighty Ganga. And so in this way, Ram, Sita, and Lakshman's entire forest life was displayed in reverse order as they retraced their way back to Ayodhya. Finally, the river Sarayu came into view, and at last, the outskirts of Ayodhya. Before entering the city, however, Ram stopped at the ashram of Bharadvaj Rishi to inquire about his relatives' welfare before meeting them. After happily welcoming Ram, Bharadvaj replied to his inquiries, in your absence, Bharata has been living a life of severe renunciation. He is wearing deerskin and tree bark and keeping matted hair. He has been ruling the kingdom as your subordinate, keeping your shoes on the royal throne. O Ram, by dint of my mystic power, I know that you have removed the burden of the earth. Therefore, I would be pleased to award you any benediction that you may desire. Please, let all of the trees along the way to Ayodhya become filled with fruits and flowers. Let streams of honey flow down from the trees, exuding the fragrance of nectar. And as soon as Ram spoke these very words, all the trees along the way to Ayodhya immediately filled up with sumptuous fruit. Seeing this miraculous transformation, thousands of monkeys quickly jumped down from the Pushpaka chariot and began feasting to their full satisfaction. Ram was always thinking of how he could reward the monkeys for their selfless service. Thus it pleased him to see them satisfied in this manner. Turning to Hanuman, Ram said, please inform Guha of my arrival. Then go to Nandigram and describe to Bharat all the events concerning Sita's abduction and her subsequent recovery. Watch carefully the expression on Bharata's face when he hears of my arrival. Then report back to me before we depart from this ashram. Because if Bharat wishes to rule the kingdom himself, whether due to attachment or position or power or royal luxury, or even out of Kaikeyi's urging, then I will be happy to allow Bharat to do so. Hanuman then departed, taking a human form and traveling through the air. He first informed Guha that Ram would come to meet him after spending the night at Bharadvaja's ashram.